Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. One great aspect of today is it is a day that you have two fine movies released. Yeah, both of them courtroom dramas based on real life stories of some significance when you look at the American legal system. And both of them may get some Oscar attention. We'll be reviewing both Miranda's Victim and The Burial. Don't be put off by the title The Burial. It's an awful title for a movie with Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones that is not awful. It's, in fact, quite wonderful. We will get to that later on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also hear some of what Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, had to say while visiting Israel on the eve of the long-anticipated move into Gaza itself, which the Israelis have been planning. But that military maneuver, that military project, the destruction of Hamas, that raises all kinds of legal issues about the law of war. And nobody better to address them, and nobody yet has addressed it better than David French, who is a columnist for the New York Times, a best-selling author. He was also a judge advocate general with the United States Army Reserve. He was deployed to Iraq and served in Diyala province, where he was awarded a Bronze Star for his service to our country. This draws upon some of his lessons in the legal field that he learned during his Iraq experience. David French, congratulations on your piece. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. You write under the heading, What It Would Mean to Treat Hamas Like ISIS. And what you're saying is that this idea of going into a highly populated civilian area, you say the law of war does not prevent Israel from destroying a terrorist army embedded in a civilian population. It can be done. It has been done. But as Israel embarks on perhaps its most difficult military operation since its war of independence, public clarity about the law of war will be indispensable. What is the most important item of advice you would give to our Israeli friends?
Well, you know, that's a great top line question. I would say that there really is a model here, and they don't have to reinvent the wheel. So one of the things that I do is I point back to the war against ISIS in Iraq. And the reason why I point back to that is for a very simple reason. It was largely an urban war. In other words, it was largely the kind of fight that Israel is going to be fighting in Gaza, especially in the city of Mosul, which at the time of the attack on Mosul by the combination of Iraqi security forces and U.S. forces had about 1 million citizens in it. Now, there's almost 2 million, or roughly 2 million citizens of Gaza. They're not all in the same city in Gaza, but there's about 2 million people between all of the cities and towns in Gaza. And so Mosul is your best sort of comparison. But we saw literally months and months and months of warfare in Iraq, fought by Iraqi and American troops, retaking the northern part and the western part of the nation of Iraq from ISIS when ISIS did exactly what Hamas is doing, which is embedded in the civilian population. And so I think that it's not like Israel does not have to reinvent the wheel here, but I also did not want the readers to be under any illusions at all that this is anything like an easy task or that it is possible to accomplish it without civilian loss of life.
The principle of distinction is something that you write about, which is very, very relevant to what's happening here. What is the principle of distinction?
Yeah, with the principle, this is one of the fundamental principles of the law of war. Another one is proportionality we can talk about, for example. But distinction requires combatants to distinguish themselves from the civilian population. So, for example, when you're in the military, you don't just wear a uniform for camouflage purposes. You wear a uniform because that distinguishes you from civilians. You fly marked aircraft. You drive vehicles that are clearly military vehicles. And so when a terrorist entity like Hamas tries to blend in with the civilian population, it is violating the law of war. So when Hamas fights from a civilian location, say like a mosque or a hospital, or stores munitions in a mosque or a hospital, when it fights from civilian vehicles or fights from family homes, all of those things, while wearing civilian clothes, all of those things violate the laws of war. And so the reality is that if I'm responding to that, and if I'm in good faith and due diligence seeking to engage Hamas, and because they are blended in with the civilian population, I inadvertently kill civilians as well, the legal responsibility for those deaths is on Hamas because they violated the principle of distinction. Now, that does not mean that Israel can conduct a free fire exercise and then just blame all the resulting deaths on Hamas. They have to exercise due diligence. And in fact, the use of civilian clothing and civilian objects often gives Hamas sort of a free first shot, to use the quote from John Spencer, who runs the Urban Warfare Institute at West Point. Sometimes it means that when you're going into the city, you have to take a punch in the face before you can respond. And that's one of Israel's real challenges.
Well, it's one of the reasons that they are they have a very, very large military force. It's actually the biggest army, will be the biggest. They've now called up 360,000 people.
Right.
And that's a lot of person power. You also talk about proportionality, and I had missed, and before reading your outstanding piece, I had misunderstood this. So make it clear, what does proportionality mean? It doesn't mean that you have to whittle down the force that you have to make sure it's the same size as the force opposing you.
Right. So a lot of people get this misunderstood. They will see that Israel has inflicted a lot more casualties, say, and they'll say that's a disproportionate response. Or they'll see that Israel has responded with rockets or bombs in the face of rifle fire, and they say, well, that's a disproportionate response. But that's not what proportionality means. It does not mean that if you're attacked with a rifle, you have to respond with a rifle. It does not mean that if you're attacked by 100 people, unless you're suffering similar levels of casualties, you're violating the proportionality rule. That's not it at all. What it means is, in essence, you can't use more force than necessary to resolve the military threat. So, in other words, let's say I'm being fired upon by someone in a house and they're using an AK-47. I don't have to shoot at them with my M4. I can use a tank round. I can use a Hellfire missile from an Apache helicopter. As long as I'm not aware that there are huge numbers of civilians also sheltering there. So it's not that I can't use extreme force. It's just that if somebody's firing at me from one house, I should target that house, not, say, the way the Russian army would, the whole city block.
Okay, we're speaking with David French, and one of the questions that would be posed to you would be, who makes these determinations about proportionality or about the principle of responsibility and accountability that you have here? And the fact is that that was part of your job in Iraq. We'll touch on that and then other problems around the world, including in the Congress of the United States, with David French of the New York Times, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
David French, writing in the New York Times. David French, a great defender of religious liberties during his legal career, where he litigated in federal courts from coast to coast, and while serving as a lecturer at Cornell Law School. David is the author, most recently, of a significant article, What It Would Mean to Treat Hamas Like ISIS, about some of the law of war provisions involving the principle of distinction or proportionality that are facing the Israelis in the Middle East right now. We we were talking before about who makes these distinctions. And one of the things that you write, which is true about the U.S. Army, is that you were there as a part of the Judge Advocate General Corps. You were stationed with troops who were facing combat and these kinds of decisions. And you also indicate that Israel also has lawyers who have been deployed to the front.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, and especially during the war on terror, an awful lot of American combat arms units deployed with an embedded JAG officer. And our job, our primary job, this was my primary job in Iraq, was to help commanders make these decisions and distinctions. And so, literally, you know, everything from pre-planned targets where you want to, you know, maybe take out this or that building because you could believe it's being used for military purposes, or, you know, situations where troops are actually believe that they're, you know, seeing enemy activity, and you're making decisions in real time. And what the lawyers do is they advise the commander, because the buck obviously does not stop with the lawyer, but it stops with the commander. But rarely would commanders disregard the advice of their lawyers. And a lot of people got frustrated with this during the war on terror because they're thinking, why do we want a lawyer in the loop? And to be honest, sometimes I was frustrated thinking, we don't need a lawyer in the loop, but there are other times when we absolutely did. And the Israeli army is also very consults with its own lawyers. I've spoken to Israeli JAG officers, to Israeli army lawyers, and they are involved very much the way in which American army lawyers are as well, and Marine lawyers. And so this is a process that both militaries have really have a lot of practice with.
And look, that's obviously an important distinction. We talked about the principle of distinction, but right now there's not much distinction being made on campuses around the world, where in many places of some elite universities, there is this idea of moral equivalence, like the right response to a non-occupation, and there are no Jews or Jewish officials or Israeli power at all inside Gaza. Well, at least there weren't up until a couple of hours ago. But what do you say to some of those folks who emphasize that, well, the Israelis started it? It was their mistreatment of Palestinians or the population of Gaza that has created all this violence. The right answer is?
Well, the right answer is, look, regardless of your viewpoint on the underlying justice of Israeli treatment of Gazans, you cannot commit war crimes in response to that. Just period. Some things are, in fact, simple. A lot of things are very complicated. But some things are very simple, and there is no treatment that there is nothing that the Israelis have done that justifies killing babies intentionally. It doesn't justify it. And so the problem that you have is, yeah, we can have a debate over Israeli policy towards the Palestinians. That is a debatable concept. It is a difficult, thorny issue. And I don't know of anybody who would defend, I don't know people who would defend everything that Israel has done. I mean, it's a nation of people. It's going to make mistakes. But there is nothing in the laws of war, in any coherent moral philosophical system, nothing that justifies what Hamas did. And so the act of celebrating that is celebrating an atrocity. It's celebrating a war crime. And that's indefensible, even if you are quite angry at Israel for example, you know, some of its economic blockades of Gaza, or the way in which it restricts entry and exit out of Gaza, or its treatment of Palestinians in general. Nothing justifies what occurred. And so I think that kind of moral clarity is necessary, but it's often missing on college campuses.
Certainly any knowledge of history is missing on college campuses. One of the things that I've been focusing on the air is the fact that in 2005, Israel faced a wrenching decision, and there were huge demonstrations in the streets on both sides. It was the decision to leave Gaza behind and basically forcibly remove 8,000 Jewish settlers who had established flourishing communities in Gaza, who all had to leave, and getting rid of every single Israeli bureaucrat or business person or soldier or law enforcement, all gone. And the whole idea was to give the Palestinians a chance to do what they said they had always wanted to do, was to establish a self-governing entity on their own real estate. And they had that in 2005, and then Hamas took over, and they weren't interested in creating anything. They're interested in destruction. It's a different story. Go ahead.
And here's the thing is, you don't even have to get somebody, you know, look, that what you just explained is a brief history of Gaza. And you don't, but here's the thing that's so important about this, all of this radicalism you see on college campuses and the BLM chapter in Chicago that put out a celebratory image after the attack. You don't even have to get someone to come along with you on the recent history and agree with you on the recent history to have the moral clarity to say you shouldn't kill families in front, you shouldn't kill children in front of parents, you shouldn't kill parents in front of children. So we don't even have to go that deep to really articulate the gravity of what occurred here. And one thing that concerns me when we have these conversations is, especially if you're talking to people who know something about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, so much of it immediately goes to, well, here's my version of the history versus your version of the history, when the reality is you don't kill babies. You don't kill families. You don't do that. And the people who do that should be punished.
And God willing, they will. Not for the sake of punishment itself, but for the sake of future security and prevention. David French, thank you for your contribution. As a materialist, post on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with some stories of inspiration in the midst of all of this horror. Coming up on The Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Hamas is encouraging residents in northern Gaza to disregard Israeli instructions to evacuate the area. With over 300,000 Israeli troops amassed near the border, there is growing speculation of an impending ground assault. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Tel Aviv to demonstrate U.S. support for Israel and its conflict against Hamas. He was asked why no one saw the attack coming.
What I can tell you is that if we had known, or if we know of a pending attack against an ally, we would clearly inform that ally.
Austin will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister. Inflation is causing Gen Z to significantly reduce their spending. According to a recent survey conducted by Bank of America, this applies to 73% of respondents aged 18 to 26. A considerable number of them mentioned making substantial changes to their lifestyles. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved Show, some journalists have been able to do some very good work in the midst of all of the horrors and the tragedy and the danger around the world right now, particularly regarding the Middle East conflict. CBS Nora O'Donnell went over to Israel and she told the story of a 24-year-old college student who was killed by the Hamas militants at that music festival in southern Israel. And her family told the story with CBS News and Nora O'Donnell. Listen.
We wanted to end tonight with a story about a community coming together after tragedy. 24-year-old college student Bruna Villanau was killed by Hamas at that music festival on Saturday morning. Her mother and sister recently moved to Israel, and they don't know many people here. So they took to social media asking for 10 people to come to the funeral. That's the number required for Jewish religious ceremonies. It's called a minyan. But this is what they got. 10,000 Israelis responded to share in the family's grief. Strangers showing up for a family in need.
Okay, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. And God willing, they just arrived at Israel. They should have good times to celebrate. And also with 10,000 people showing up. There's also a story, it made the front page of the New York Times. And it's one of those very Israeli stories. There's a retired major general from the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, and he looks like a tough old guy, and he was a hero on the day of the attacks. He spoke to NBC of what happened. His name is General Yisroel Ziv. Listen, this is clip 8.
So we started to go apartment by apartment, house by house, and search for terrorists. There were bodies of terrorists in the kibbutz. The paratroopers killed another six terrorists. And when I came to the area of my son's house, there were at least five bodies of terrorists and Israeli soldier, a brave Israeli soldier, killed in this region.
What gave you hope that your son and his family would still be alive?
Amir told me, because I told him, you have to be quiet, you have to be locked, trust me, I will come. And he knew that I will come. This is my profession. Nobody can stop me. And when I came to their apartment, I knock on the window, the armor window of this security room, and I said, Amir, it's father, it's me, Noam. You can open.
You can open. He was rushing back. He heard early that the attack had happened, and he had only one pistol and faced down literally scores of terrorists who and successfully rescued his son. Meanwhile, speaking of rescue, the Ben Sasse, who is the new president of University of Florida, sent out a special email this week addressed to Jewish Gator alums. They are the Florida Gators, of course. And President Sasse, the president of University of Florida, wrote, I will not tiptoe around this simple fact. What Hamas did is evil, and there is no defense for terrorism. This shouldn't be hard. Sadly, too many people in elite academia have been so weakened by their moral confusion that when they see videos of raped women, hear of a beheaded baby, or learn of a grandmother murdered in her home, the first reaction of some is to provide context and try to blame the raped women, the beheaded baby, or the murdered grandmother. In other grotesque cases, they express simple support for the terrorists. This thinking isn't just wrong, wrote Ben Sasse. It's sickening. It's dehumanizing. It is beneath people called to educate our next generation of Americans. I am thankful to say I haven't seen examples of that here at University of Florida, either from our faculty or our student body. In the coming days, he wrote, it is possible that anti-Israel protests will come to UF's campus. I have told our police chief and administration that this university always has two foundational commitments. We will protect our students, and we will protect speech. This is always true. Our Constitution protects the rights of people to make abject idiots of themselves. When evil raises its head, as it has in recent days, it is up to men and women of conscience and courage to draw strength from truth and commit ourselves to the work of building something better, to the work of pursuing justice and pursuing peace. That is what we aim to do through education, compassion, and truth here at the University of Florida. Clear enough for you? A useful perspective? Seems to me a very important perspective. Meanwhile, there is the ongoing problem of the House of Representatives, and we heard from Nikki Haley before talking about some of the reaction to, I don't think President Trump is going to be the next speaker, but for to President Trump, she had now had some choice words for the House, and one can only hope that the leaders of the House will take her ideas to heart. This is Nikki Haley. Listen.
I was younger, and we had a Republican House and a Republican Senate, and they would butt heads. I would bring them into my office, and I would say, we're not leaving until you figure this out. This doesn't need to play out for Americans to see. It needs to play out behind closed doors. They they fix it. They don't need to get paid until they fix it. What I will remind my fellow Republicans is you don't fix Democrat chaos with Republican chaos. Get it together. Get us a leader. When America is distracted, the world is less safe. We are seeing that play out. Get it together. It's not about you. It's about the American people. And the American people are done with this. They need to get in a room and not leave until they figure this out.
Okay, look, does that sound presidential? Does that sound clear and necessary? Kevin McCarthy spoke today. He may or may not be trying to make a comeback as Speaker, but he talked about the same problem and the whole image of the House and the Republican Party. This is Kevin McCarthy today, clip one.
You worry this disarray will cost you guys the majority?
I think a lot of things have happened so far that make a real damage for us moving forward. I fear of different people retiring. I fear of having the resources to be able to do the job. I fear that what has slowed us down on the amount of legislation we're already passing.
Okay, there's... Yes, there's a lot of room for improvement. The nice thing is that they're setting the bar very low. And people will be very, very surprised and grateful when things start to happen in the House. And when they, God willing, avoid the next looming government shutdown, which is coming up in November. Coming up on our show, The Burial with Jamie Foxx and Tommy Lee Jones and Miranda's Victim. With Abigail Breslin and Ryan Philippe, Donald Sutherland, and many more. We'll be right back on The Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
Champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. But above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working. working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
With the Sabbath coming up, just a couple of hours from now, here for where I am, it's already Sabbath in Israel. The 1 week ago, when the whole world seemed to change because of events in the Middle East, I wish everyone within sound of my voice a weekend, however you celebrate it, of peace and reassurance and hope. And one of the things that gives me hope is when you all of a sudden have a movie coming from nowhere and actually one with a very misleading title that ends up being one of the best of the year. Your fanfare, please. And we're talking about a movie, and I almost hate to say the title because the title is so terrible. And the title makes you not want to see it. And the fact is, it's actually a terrific film. The title of the movie is The Burial because it's based on a magazine article about a true story about a business dispute involving the funeral home industry. Tommy Lee Jones plays a exemplary kind of guy with 13 kids and a family business that he inherited where he runs 8 different funeral homes in Mississippi. And he gets involved with a very bitter business dispute with the head of a much bigger funeral conglomerate played by Bill Camp. And it all comes down to a courtroom drama where the Tommy Lee Jones character feels that because they're in a part of Mississippi that almost surely is going to have a majority black jury, that he should get the best black lawyer he can find. So he actually goes to a real-life lawyer, Willie Gary, who is played by Jamie Foxx, who juries find irresistible, and my supposition is that people who are watching this film will have the same reaction. Listen.
All y'all that don't know who I am, my name
is Willie Gary.
Willie Gary.
Willie Gary.
William Gary.
Never heard of him. What's so special about this guy, anyway?
Litigation is war. It's a battle.
Truth is, I may have gotten myself into a lot of trouble.
This fellow tried to bully me out of business, and I don't think I should be expected to stand for it.
Mr. Gary hasn't lost a case in over 12 years.
You suggesting I hire this guy as one of my lawyers?
So, how much money are y'all trying to get?
$8 million.
That ain't enough money. $100 million.
Who is this clown he's hired as a lawyer?
We don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this case.
Okay, the Willie Gary is one of the most vivid screen characters you can find. And honestly, I think that if anyone sees this movie, it's available on Prime as for streaming. People who stream the movie will be introduced to the Willie Gary character, and if enough people see it, Jamie Foxx is going to get some Oscar consideration. He is just utterly riveting. The legal details of the case and the back and the forth, Journey Smollett is also outstanding, playing the opposition's lawyer, and no spoilers here as to how the film turns out. It's basically directed and co-written by a relative newcomer named Maggie Betts, and it is takes some liberties with the characters involved, but they're all so vivid and enormously appealing, and the energy of the film carries you right along. It would be hard to imagine that anyone would not be moved, stirred, and to some extent inspired. The vision of the legal system here is actually reassuring and appropriately, it seems to me, positive. I do not entirely agree with some of the legal theories advanced by the good guys in the film, but you root for them anyway. 4 stars. It is rated R, but only because of some salty language, which lawyers outside of court are known to use. 4 stars for The Burial. I wish they had a better title. Next is another film which happens to be a courtroom drama, and it's about one of the most famous cases that actually changed our understanding of the U.S. Constitution. It is called Miranda's Victim, and it's about a young woman in Arizona, played brilliantly by Abigail Breslin, who's very shy, a high school student who is accosted by a thug who drags her into his car, takes her out to the desert, and rapes her. And she wants justice, despite the fact that her family thinks she would be better off not even raising the issue. But it turns out that the guilty rapist, who is eventually found by the police, and you watch the entire case unfold, ends up complaining about the fact that he didn't get any Miranda warnings. He wasn't warned about the fact that he had the right to an attorney and that he was under suspicion. This entire case became the Miranda verdict. And the movie is called Miranda's Victim because it takes the other side. It's, listen.
Mr. Miranda, a girl was grabbed on 7th Street on Saturday night, right around the same time that you got out of work.
I'm testifying.
Promise I'm going to put this guy in jail for a long time.
The jury has found you guilty as charged.
Can you get me out of here?
I believe I can.
Aren't you going to ask me if I'm guilty?
I'm far more interested in why you signed that confession.
I know what you're trying to do, but man's as guilty as sin.
The issue is whether this defendant's confession should have been allowed in evidence.
It was coercion, plain and simple.
There was not an attorney present.
Don't make him the face of your crusade. What about Miranda's victim?
I really don't care.
Okay, but you will care deeply about Miranda's victim. Ryan Philippe plays one of Miranda's lawyers. Andy Garcia is another one of his lawyers. Donald Sutherland is there as the judge. And altogether, it's an extremely well-acted, very intelligent script, and very true to the history of this case. Most people may know the basics about the idea that it expanded the rights of the accused, but what they don't follow and they don't tell you about is that after Miranda was set free by a Supreme Court decision, he was retried. And then what happens? Well, you have to see the movie to find out. Miranda's Victim, it is available on various streaming services. It is not officially rated, but again, it would be very much rated R because the descriptions in the courtroom and on the record of the rape were very graphic and very brutal. The film is the product of a veteran director who, by the way, has been doing good work with films with smaller audiences. This film deserves a major audience. It's, again, available for streaming on various services. The director's name is Michelle Danner, and it is a film that is held back, unfortunately, by a very intrusive and annoying film score, and with all kinds of infusion of music of the period, being the 1960s and 70s, which is highly distracting and takes away from the quality of the film. Miranda's Victim, 3 stars. Coming up next week on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be talking with John Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, former National Security Advisor to President Trump. We're going to be talking with him about what America must do to make sure that we don't have repeats or intensification of what happened in Israel last weekend. We're also going to be talking about, is it appropriate at a moment of silence honoring the memory of the fallen with this terrorist incident to yell out a passionate, well, curse on Hamas? We'll also talk about the need for America's reset in our Iran policy with Ilhan Birman. And will Republicans care about Donald Trump's Israel comments? That all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.